What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hey there, my name is Mark Moore, my co-host Kathy Moore.
Hi.
How's it going with the world in insurance, Kathy?
Just dandy.
Dandy, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I do have some good news today. Today we're talking about, we've had a big upgrade in several of our fire department districts in North Carolina, and this is going to mean savings for customers. So we have, I guess the fire departments have to go through a rigorous inspection process from Insurance Service Office, which is called ISO. And ISO will give you a rating on your, you know, fire department. And the rating goes from a 1 being the very best to the 10 being the least protected. So in Clay County, North Carolina, if you are outside of a fire hydrant, if you're outside of 1,000 feet of a fire hydrant, you got a 7 rating. And if you were over 1,000 feet, it was a 9. As long as you're in the district. And then once you got outside the district, that could potentially be a potential class 10. So our fire department members have worked extremely hard, and they've been working with ISO. And we, on February 1st, our fire department in Clay County received a protection class 6. And tell us what this means to the citizens of the community. And also, by the way, Peachtree has been upgraded, and so has Hiawassee Dam. So this mm-hmm. is big news. Mm-hmm. What does it mean, Kathy?
It means savings on their insurance. They basically, how the insurance carriers look at our area, especially since we're in a rural area, we don't have like a city that would have a full-time, you know, staff of the fire department, firemen, firewomen, that are, you know, they're on call, but they're there at the station, you know, waiting for something to happen. Up here, we have voluntary fire departments, which means most of these people that come and it's in a fire are, you know, coming from their own regular jobs that they have. So they're taking off in the middle of their jobs to go help somebody else they don't even know or might know, to help save their house. So with that being said, this is a huge, you know, undertaking to get this change. And I've, you know, Georgia's already been there and have had a lot of stuff, and they have staff at theirs in Blairsville, but in our area we have not. So what that means is they have, you know, it's more likely the when there's a fire that it won't be put out in a timely manner because people are coming from their jobs to the fire. And that's a big thing. So we have, you know, the fire department has been great to work on this, lots of hours and training to get this accomplished. And I'm just happy about that.
So it means way more than just savings on insurance. I mean, that's part
well,
of it.
Everybody.
That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think the very first thing it does is public safety. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've actually got more resources now to deal with fires. And also, by having a lower protection class, now we're able to get also availability of insurance, whereas
right.
some insurance companies may not have been willing to write in a protection class 9. And now we're going to see more competition because now we have other options that we
right.
didn't have before.
We have a lot of carriers since we're independent insurance agents, and everyone that we have that works for us are licensed and insurance. So with that being said, you know, because of the different production class is what they call it, are higher, a lot of the companies are very selective and probably won't write here. But now that they have, you know, adjusted that and we have that now, that will give us more options for our carriers. But we're also right now having to contact them, you know, individually for different customers, as well as trying to get them as a whole to recognize it so that they would be able to make, you know, have that savings on it now. But some are going to have to wait till it's actually the renewals.
Well, I think if you call your agent, you can do it now. I mean, you can request it. And we're looking through our book of business to try to see what we can do. But, you know, we had, it's a massive change. I mean, we've got Clay County has been upgraded to a 6. Peachtree was upgraded. I can't remember if it was a 5 or 6, but it went from a 9 all the way down to a, you know, a 5 or 6, which is huge. Then you've got Hiawassee Dam, and that I heard it's a 4, which is incredibly amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
I know I've known Chad McNabb over the years. He probably doesn't remember me, maybe, but I used to play basketball with him, you know, years ago. And back in the day, there was always some McNabb there was ready to beat you in basketball when I was going down to Hiawassee Dam. They were always good basketball players. But obviously, they're also good fire department members because he's the chief and he's was able to get a 4. I mean, that's unbelievable. That's something you would think about more in a metro area. So Clay County was effective February the 1st.
So was Peachtree.
Is it the same day? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everything was the same
day. So to be proactive, you can call your agent and say, hey, put me in the bear protection class rating, because what the insurance companies are going to do, they're going to kind of slough off and not change it until your renewal date. So that's one thing you can do. One of our employees had an aunt that she just raised, or she processed a change to lower the protection class, and it was almost a $200 savings. So you're going to see a savings. Now, the bad news is we're seeing rate increases. So what we're hoping is that this is going to be
offset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is not fun for us either, because we're seeing a profitability issue in the insurance industry right now, and we are seeing rates on the rise, especially, you know, Georgia's already taken a pretty good hit. Now we're seeing North Carolina follow suit. Mm-hmm. So we're having that issue.
And, of course, that's nothing that we as agents, you know, we are not able to, you know, do anything about it personally, but you can by, you know, contacting your representatives and letting them know you're not happy about it, or the Department of Insurance, that you're not happy about the rate increases, because there's not really a whole lot we as agents can do, but we feel you're paying, we're paying insurance as well, so we get it. But just keep that in mind, that we're doing all our best. That's why we have so many carriers, so we can try to at least place you somewhere else, hopefully to get a better rate. But we're looking the best. We, of course, are a coverage agency, so we want to make you the best coverage for the best rate.
Yeah, we you know, if we just go in there and try to cut somebody's coverage out and get a cheap price, that's going to be a short-term solution. And, you know, as soon as the claim rolls in, we want to make sure people are properly covered. But, you know, back to the fire department people, you know, I've got one thing going on here personally, but my dad just entered into the hospice. So prior to that, he was having falls, you know, pretty much every day. I mean, he was having issues just sitting in a chair or whatnot. And not only, you know, you think about the fire department doing fires, but they're also doing accidents. They're coming, that they came to my house, you know, when I was unavailable. My mom had to call 911 on numerous occasions, actually, and come get my dad out of the floor. And these are the members that are doing that. And, you know, they're doing that. They're, like Kathy said, they're volunteer members. And
they're great people.
Yes, they are the best people, some of the best people I've ever dealt with. I do deal with lots of the fire departments in North Carolina. But anyway, they need your support. And, you know, I've said that, you know, I'm not a pro tax person by any means. I hate seeing money sent out to Washington and just blown them. You know, we send it to wherever. But at least we know when we're paying a fire tax here locally, it's going to a good cause and it's going to your local fire department. And the value of a member, there was a study done by University of Tennessee that a member is, you know, just to have a volunteer member, if you had to pay them to be on the job, a volunteer time is about $31 an hour, what it would cost otherwise. And so we're talking about, you know, lots of money that would otherwise be spent on a payroll where they're doing this for free. So that's what's so special about the fire department members. Kathy, we had a function at the fire department it was not this past year, but the previous Saturday, mm-hmm. and we were talking about the fire protection class.
Yeah, it's about 3 Saturdays ago.
Yeah, and it's amazing how, what they've got to deal with, and particularly when we were there, they were talking about the drug epidemic, and you've got people that are overdosing, and they've got to be there for that, so they're doing just a fantastic job.
They're doing update. They were doing CPR. They were doing different types of, you know, training, and they're coming in on the weekends doing that for, you know, several hours. I think they were quite many hours. So they're doing a lot of training to keep up to date with everything. And so you need to be thankful for our local voluntary fire departments. It looks like we're ready for a break, so we'll be back after the break.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Hi. Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we wanted to let you know where our offices are located. We have five locations. Three of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc., and we are located in Blairsville, Georgia. It's across the street from Home Depot and the post office right next to that. We're in the South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we're in the building on a separate wing by ourselves. So come by and see us there for your insurance needs there in Blairsville. Our second location is located in Hiawassee, Georgia at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're located in the Town Trace building there. It's the red brick building next to the hospital. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And lastly, our main hub is in Hayesville, North Carolina, located at 157 Highway 64 West. We're next to United Community Bank. They're on the main drag, so come by and see us there in Hayesville. Then our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance, and it's located in Murphy, North Carolina, right past SoGoods and Arby's there on the left on the main drag. Come by and see us there in our Murphy location. And our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance as well, and it's located next to United Community Bank, and then on the other side of us is Burger King. So come by and see us in Blue Ridge and see if we can help you with your insurance. Also, you can check out all these podcasts on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com, and of course, you can like us on Facebook as well.
Okay, so we're talking about the good news today. We made the announcement before the break that our fire departments have worked very hard, and we have been upgraded in Peachtree, Clay, and also Hiawassee Dam. And what this means is that insurance service, there's an insurance service office inspection that was completed, and based on what they were to find, that our departments are now receiving a better rating, and that translates into, among other things, you know, better insurance rates, because it's going to be a, you pay less money for a protection class 6 fire department than you do a protection class 9, which we were before in Clay County. I know this isn't really exciting for Georgia listeners, but it's good to know that your fire department is, you know, it's not the same. You've got different departments. You know, we're not like we're in downtown Atlanta where we have ladder trucks and a paid fire department. We have volunteers up here. We, in Clay County, I believe we only have 2 paid personnel. And, you know, one of them is our fire chief, and he's going to be on the show with us next week. And I can tell you what he does is amazing. It's not just about fighting fires. He's got to fill out paperwork. And the reason why we even have this upgrade is because he was able to check all these different boxes of paperwork had to be filled out and submitted. And he also has to document every car accident, every fire. It's got to be reported to different places in the state. So there's a lot of administrative things that go on being a fire chief, not to mention your personnel and trying to recruit volunteers, things of that nature.
It's a good organization. If you've moved up here and you've ever had experience in that or would like to help people, that's a great thing to do, and it's a great way to be in your community and help with your community with that. So if you're interested, I'm sure you can contact your local one that's closest to you and see if you can also be involved in that.
But they would love your help.
Yes.
They would love it.
And also, they, you know, you can donate to them as well. I think that's a good thing to, a good cause to, if you want to have something to donate to, that's something else to do that for too.
Just a set of what we call a turnout gear, which is like, you know, your fire suit, your helmet, and, you know, your breeches and all that. You're talking about, I believe they're almost $3,000, mm-hmm, just to have a fire, you know, fully equipped firefighter out there, which that's significant. And we know this because we insure a lot of this stuff.
Right.
Also, they have, you know, radios, they've got all of their portable equipment. You've got fans, you've got chainsaws, you've got all types of
hoses.
Equipment. Hoses are very expensive. Mm-hmm. The fire trucks, I've got some fire trucks insured up to, I think I got one insured, it's $1 million. Mm-hmm. But a lot of those fire trucks are insured between, at minimum, $500,000, mm-hmm, you know, $750,000. So just to operate a fire department is costing hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And the most valuable asset that the fire department has is their members and their volunteers. Mm-hmm. We had a fire department member, actually he was a chief, the former chief at Shooting Creek before they consolidated in one department. And he said that they were out on the call and one of the people they were helping said, and I think it may, maybe it was like late at night or I'm not sure what type of day it was, but the comment was made to the member, well, at least you're getting paid for this. And he's like, well, actually, I'm not. I'm a volunteer. And so these guys are doing this out of their own, you know, out of their own kindness, out of their own sense of community. And they are, you know, they're not paid for this. I mean, it's just part of wanting to help people. And that is who they are. They're people who want to help people. And we need to, in turn, help them. So
yeah, most people run out of a fire. They run into it. So remember that, too. I mean, they're there to help and put themselves at risk just to help other people. And that's amazing what they do.
Yeah, and we've got them covered for, you know, if they are injured on the fire, on the job. But it's we've had some situations in the past where people have been injured. We've had several. Had a heat stroke one time. But, you know, fortunately, we've not had anything that's been, you know, life-altering or changing, but however it could be, and it has been in other places, North Carolina, I've read about, you know, fire department members or, you know, you get killed in the line of duty, and right. you know, they've got federal and state benefits if they do. Now, going back, I did have a fatality, I just want to forget about it, but it wasn't in a fire, but we had a fire chief in Brasstown, he was on call, he was on duty, he was at the racetrack, and he actually had a heart attack and passed away while he was on duty. And so we did that claim years ago. But it's something that, you know, the community is getting for free.
I don't think a lot of people, especially they're moving in here, they just assume that it's the same way from where they lived in a city, and it's not. So just keep that in mind.
Who's there
to help you.
And, be kind to them.
And be kind to them, of course.
And I know people don't want to pay more in fire tax or whatnot, and I get that, but it is something that is benefiting you. And now we're seeing, you know, some customers getting a couple hundred dollars back on their insurance premiums because of this new upgrade that we got.
Yeah.
It has to do with their hard work. There's different access points in the community. You've got fire hydrants here and there, but we do have some places that you can draw water out of a pond. So
they've had a
lake, and all that's had to be installed, creeks, engineered. Mm-hmm. So
standing pipes, they have to be engineers, and they have to do. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that they have to be able to pull the water. They also bring so much on their trucks, and that if they have a big fire, they will also bring the other communities from Georgia over. So the different trucks are coming.
Well, what's that called? Is a mutual aid agreement. Yeah. So that means like if. Now, Warren, you know, of course, now it's near Clay County, but, you know, if somebody in Warren needs help, then they've got an agreement with Towns County to bring over, you know, personnel and trucks to help out and fight the fire. Mm-hmm. They also do things like I've had situations where they've been on this. I don't think they may have discontinued this, but they used to have a horseback team that would go up on the Appalachian Trail and rescue people off the trail.
Well, I think they still do that. I think they do that.
I think they still do. I don't think they're in the horses anymore.
No.
But they used to have a trail rider that would go up there, mm-hmm. and you know they've had to make several rescues, particularly when somebody's been maybe stranded in a snowstorm or had some kind of medical issue on the Appalachian Trail.
Right.
So that they are very far reaching. I mean, they're what they do is you know, it's tremendous.
They wear lots of hats. Put that way.
They wear lots of hats. They mm-hmm. certainly do. And, you know, I'm excited about having Brian come next week and talk some more about this. But I've been wanting to have this show for a while just because it happened on February 1st to let people know that, you know, call your insurance agent, tell them that you heard on the radio that, you know, your fire department's been upgraded, and please to change my insurance policy to reflect a protection class 6. Mm-hmm. So that's going to end up saving money. Mm-hmm. And also on some of these commercial properties that we have insured.
That'll help too.
It's going to be not only that, but it's going to be the availability of the options that people may have. I'm sure a large nonprofit business over people would know, and they've got just millions of dollars of property in this fire protection class. And so ISO also not only rates fire departments, but they come out and they look at specific buildings that require what's called a specific rate. And that would be, you know, maybe a restaurant or a building over a certain square footage, churches, places of worship. So it's all involved, and they're involved in, you know, setting rates for these different types of organizations. But having the lower protection class is going to affect the cost that people are going to pay, also availability, and hopefully we'll have a safer environment when a community when it comes to having more access to certain services that they didn't have before. So, okay, I guess that's the good news, right, Kathy?
Good news, yes. All right,
so we'll be back next week. Hopefully we're planning on having Chief Brian Anderson from Clay County come talk to us about this. We're excited to have him as a guest. And we will be back on Peace of Mind next week. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.